All right, we are live and recording. Christina and Shane, can you guys still hear me okay?
All right.
I can.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right,
We're going
I'm
to open
gonna.
up the meeting November 4th, 2025 for Benton County Planning Commission. This will be a public hearing. We'll get started. And I don't have my gavel, so here we
All
go.
right.
Okay.
The Benton County Planning Commission is an advisory body to the Board of County Commissioners. Any recommendation made tonight by the Planning Commission will be referred to the Board of County Commissioners for a final decision. The meeting tonight is being conducted in both in-person and virtual platform and is being digitally recorded, and consequently, in order to obtain an accurate record of the proceedings, all individuals who wish to address the Planning Commission must be recognized by the chairman before speaking. All individuals must speak clearly into the microphones provided, identify themselves by name and address, and for those who are attending via WebEx, please make sure that your microphone remains muted until you are called upon to testify. And please make sure your cell phones are turned off as well. Any information presented tonight, such as written material, photos, charts, drawings, scales, and modules, will be included in the public record and will be retained as evidence and must be left with the Planning Division this evening. And then I do just have a few questions for you guys. And then after that, Martin, it will be all yours. Does anyone have any interest in the property or the applicant at issue?
No.
Do you guys own any property in close proximity of the property subject to the application? Does anyone stand to gain or lose any financial benefit?
No.
And can the members hear and consider the application in a fair and objective manner?
Yes.
Has anyone engaged in any ex parte communications with either the proponents or opponents of the application?
No.
All right. And then does anyone in the audience wish to challenge or appearance the fairness grounds participation in the matter by any member of the hearing body? And there is no one in the audience.
Okay.
Martin, it is all yours to continue.
All right. So we have a public meeting scheduled right now for the preliminary plat for SUB 2025-001. And we'll go ahead and open that.
And
All
then we
right.
do approval minutes
All
from
right.
the last meeting.
So we don't have anybody present that wants to.
Can we do approval minutes? After you want to back up and do approval minutes.
It doesn't matter.
We'll come back and do approval minutes
We'll come back to
after,
that later. So we'll just
yeah,
go ahead and
after
go
the
through our
hearing.
roll call.
Okay.
Okay. So
Martin?
here.
Lloyd?
Here.
Brian?
Here.
And Kelly.
Present.
Okay. Then we have approval minutes.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the minutes of our last meeting.
Second.
All right. Any second?
I did.
All right.
Okay. And then Greg, it's all yours.
All right. So, no new business. Okay. So now we'll move to the public hearing.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I'll go ahead and I'll give a staff report really quick. The applicant, his name is Ira Hickman at 72609 East Sundown PRSE. He submitted a preliminary plat application known as Cottonwood Run. He submitted the preliminary plat application along with the site plan map to subdivide approximately 20 acres. It's more specifically 19.78 into 12 residential lots, and the land is zoned RL1. The average lot size is approximately 1.43 acres. The largest lot's 2.37, and the smallest is 1 acre. The lots are to be served by new public roads, a Group A system, individual septics, and the proposal also includes the relocation of an existing drainage easement on the property. The site is generally located west of Badger Road and east of Cottonwood Drive, and more specifically is east of Cache Loop and south of Abigail Place, and you can see that on the map. I will also open up. Copy of the preliminary plat map so you can see that. We met our public notice requirements. We've identified all of our applicable standards for this application. We've listed our agency comments as well. You'll notice in your packet, you'll see comments from Public Works, the Fire Marshal, GIS, PUD, Health District, Ecology, as well as we issued an MDNS on October 10th. The MDNS had comments from KID, Public Works again, as well as a critical area report that included the realignment of the drainage and then having that be addressed. So we are recommending approval tonight with the findings and conditions as shown. And if we go look at the plat map really quick, you can see the extension of the new roads and the drainage coming through. Each of the lots has access onto a county road. The only one that is of a little bit different is these two lots down in this corner. We're asking they do a shared driveway easement, so there's just one culvert put in to get across that drainage, just to make it a little bit easier for them and cost effective, because that is a pretty good culvert going that'll be going through there. So with that, we are recommending approval, and if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
I have a question.
And sure. I do want to note real quick that the applicant is online at the moment. He is on. So, Ira, are you able to hear us okay?
Yes, I can hear you. I just turned my microphone on.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure if they had any questions for you, you could hear us. So,
absolutely. Yeah, feel free to ask.
All right.
Mr. Director, could you go back to that previous slide showing the aerial view? Is Abigail Place paved, dirt, or gravel?
Paved.
Paved? Is there a water main in it?
Yes. I believe they pump water for their kids.
Okay.
The previous subdivision.
Just for the record, that's just, I want to put in the record, that's Matt Mahoney. He's our public works manager. And we've asked the public works staff, we have two online as well, and asked Matt to be here tonight just to address any transportation related questions associated with the subdivision.
Okay. What size culvert is planned for lots 10 and 11?
You know, I can
answer that, Ira.
Yeah.
My name is Kevin Barney. I'm a civil engineer with Apex Engineering, working for Ira. We previously sized the culverts for a 25-year storm. KID wanted us to go back and resize those for a 100-year storm. So we've done that. It looks like probably going to be at least a 66-inch pipe. Two of them.
Two 25-inch culverts?
66-inch.
Okay. I saw something.
That's preliminary right now. We're still kind of working through the calculations, but that's what it's looking like right now.
They were talking about a 48 inch is what I saw in one of the recommendations. So
that's about
right.
That was based on a 25-year storm event.
Okay.
So the 266-inch culverts should be sufficient to allow enough flow that it won't impact the road or railroad if there's a substantial downfall of precipitation?
Correct.
Okay.
On page
19 and 20 of the soil report
identifies a stream or canal. Can you explain that more thoroughly?
Well, I mean,
I think over the years there's been different discussions about that drainage going through there, but certainly it's a KID drain. And so I'm not 100% sure why they'd be referring to it any other fashion other than a KID drain.
Well, in previous meetings, it's always been referred to as having no water.
Right.
Well, since they lined the canals, the leakage has not been there to keep it very wet. So there may be some in places, but there's not what there used to be.
Right.
I've been buried in it, my ATV up to the floorboards and got stuck.
I think what it was 30 years ago and what it is today are drastically different.
Very different.
Yeah.
They changed the water use process for the KID canals doesn't provide for wasting of water into that drain anymore. Hasn't for almost 20 years. That's why it's been dry.
Yeah, everything's dying out there. I went out there and looked at the previous culverts that were put in across the road there to the north, and there was no signs of water or erosion or anything like that. You know, even after a storm, there was just a few puddles. And I also looked at the upstream, culverts at the Cottonwood Creek entrance to that area. And I think it's like a 12-inch, 12 or 18-inch culvert with just a little bit of water flowing through sometimes.
Okay.
Where does the responsibility lie on maintaining the culvert as far as keeping it free flowing as needed?
Is that a KID issue?
KID, and yeah. I believe one of our requirements was that it would fall also on the underlying property owners to ensure that it stays clean. The county does not want to accept that responsibility.
Yeah, okay.
Didn't the county have a program a year or two ago where they hired Iron Horse to clean out all the culverts?
The culverts that we do clean out are, should I go put my?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, please. Yep.
Here in Benton County, one of the things that we have taken responsibility for is the culvert pipes under roadway approaches, because they are considered a part of the stormwater drainage system for the roadway. The other is any cross pipes that would have that cross the road that would be either A, used for equalization, that are just for standard stormwater. You see that more out in the rural areas of the county, going from one side of the road to the other and more of the farm area. And these where you have these natural drainages and all that, and like I said, with KID, which I assume it used to be a natural drain that they used to utilize for any excess water, those we don't take responsibility for, and reality can't take responsibility for. So that's why it's really incumbent upon the owner to make sure that meets the flow requirements of KID. So that's where we are right now. Anything that's outside of the county road right away, we do everything we can to ensure that the county is not given that responsibility to maintain those areas. A lot of times they're in people's backyards and stuff, and it makes it very difficult. People don't want us coming in and digging up their backyard. So that's kind of where the county stance is right now. And from a road standpoint, we maintain those culverts that were put in when the road was built to ensure that adequate flow, whether it be in the ditch line or even what we call equalization pipes or maintaining existing flows in some of the dry coulees that we have to make sure that the road is protected. So we do maintain those. We no longer hire a company to do that. We have recently acquired our own equipment in the form of a vac truck, and we have the ability to jet out culvert pipes and clean them ourselves. So we've taken a very proactive role in trying to try to get out there and ensure all these culverts have been cleaned and remain clean. So
thank you for making that clear.
So how question, how long are these culverts going to be?
That will be part of their requirement, is the design, the
when they get their approach and
yeah,
and their access. I don't remember how long it's going to be.
So be there's an existing one on Abigail Road. It's the same setup.
Yeah. And I can't go off of memory. I can't remember. That has, I believe, two double 60-inch culvert pipes. But as far as approach, if you're talking approach pipes, and that really encompasses, typically when those types of culverts go in, we want those to be as long so that they're outside of the right-of-way, right, so that the ends are both outside of the county right-of-way. So as a minimum, those would be a minimum of 60 feet in length.
That's what I was thinking. Yep. And typically, your culverts are like 20 feet. Or 40 feet,
guess, yeah,
depending
yeah
on which ones you get. Yeah. So, and then between lots, what's that, 7 and 8, where they have the shared access, will there be some kind of a culvert there too, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. So, okay, one last question I have is, there is a private easement for utilities and road. It's not really shown on this right here, I don't think. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. So, Michelle, or number 9 on the list of things, recommendations, said that that needed to be moved because there was too close to the other accesses on road 7 and, or lots 7 and 8. Is that what I'm understanding?
Well, we don't allow private access easements in subdivisions. So we are asking that be removed off the plat. Now, if they come back once the plat's been done and they want to do a private conveyance, that's up to them as private landowners. But certainly as part of the platting process, we ask that access be removed.
That's what was confusing to me. I was looking at that and says, how the heck are they going to do that?
we have asked that be removed. But like I say, they can work with our Public Works Department and see if there's another means of trying to get to meet their objectives. They would just have to do it after the fact through a different conveyance. But it just can't be a part of this approval.
Okay, so you're saying that once it's approved, and then if the property owner wants to...
install an access easement, they have the right to do that. We just can't approve it through the planning process.
Is that still going to require a permit from the county to do that?
Approach permit.
Encroachment permit?
And that would be it.
So would they allow that?
It depends on where it's located in relation to the other accesses.
All right.
So,
could you scroll up to the top of the page? Right there. Mr. Hickman?
Hi.
Where's the closest fire hydrant to lot 1?
I'm looking at what lot 1 is. Can you show me where here's lot 1? Oh, here's lot 1. There's one in the cul-de-sac currently right now. And as the road's extended, there'll be hydrants placed in the new road or along in the easement along the road. But there's currently one on the, I guess that'd be the north, just to the left of where the little hand is on the screen. There's currently a hydrant there now.
Okay.
But those water mains will extend down and loop into Cache Loop and then on down. I'm not exactly sure the nature of your question, but there will be hydrants.
The process to establish those.
I'm just looking at it in consideration of fire department access to a fire hydrant.
Well, Kevin, do you want to speak to that?
Yeah,
you've already drawn in your.
The 8-inch water main will be extended all the way down Abigail through the cul-de-sac and looped back into Cache Loop.
And there'll be hydrants. What is the spacing on the hydrants along the road?
I don't recall the exact spacing, but It meets the fire protection requirements for residential in Benton County.
The fire marshals identified those standards and the conditions. Yeah. I believe it's 600. And it's then
500 feet spacing. Okay.
And then what they'll do is when they develop their road construction plans, they'll identify those locations and the fire marshal will have an opportunity to review those and approve those before those plans get out and before it gets built, specifying that it meets those requirements. And he can certainly loop in the fire district as well at that time to ensure that they're appropriately placed for their trucks when they come through the neighborhood.
Is anyone from KID online?
No.
I had a question for them, but maybe Greg could answer that for me.
Sorry.
Okay. The KID stated that they are not providing irrigation water.
Right.
But it is within their irrigation district.
Yes.
And so I'm a little bit at a quandary. They want irrigation easements dedicated to KID, even though they're not serving.
Yeah, we've been through this all through that portion of the county through different developments over the years. And KID is very adamant, and they have the legal right under the RCW to ask for those things, even though the properties are being served by a different private water system. And so that fight's been had. And KID continues to get those through the RCW requirements.
Is that a separate irrigation easement from what is actually going
to
be
choosing what easement? You know, that'd be up to the wise, you know, well, and in this case, it'd be up to this developer.
They're,
and the same thing with the
overlapping.
Wise.
Okay. It's an overlapping utility easement.
Yeah.
So okay. there will be an irrigation line in the utility easement, and if KID decided they wanted to put their own line in that same utility easement, they could by law, but they won't. Or I wouldn't have spent $370,000, you know, transferring water into the Wiser's system to do it. I'd be using KID.
Yeah.
So is the homeowner going to be responsible for using potable water for irrigation?
No.
There's two different wells.
Yeah.
One services irrigation purposes, one's potable.
And there would be a looped water system that provides irrigation services to every lot.
It's the same system that currently serves most of Cottonwood Springs for both potable and irrigation water.
Same company does both. Yeah, Badger Water Company.
All right.
So, okay. So I know I pay them every month or every year.
I saw Bowder's name on one, and I saw Wiser's name on another. So I'm thinking, okay, are they two separate owners? Are they shared ownership? I was kind of curious. So, anyway. Yeah. I really don't have the fire marshal. I thought was pretty thorough, and. After I read it about three times, I came to the conclusion, oh, okay, now I understand what he's. I was thinking he wanted full schematics of the water systems, even including those drops to the lots. But typically, when you build these, you have a drop to each individual lot when the subdivision's approved. So you don't have to cut the road to get into the road to be able to provide water. So those will be on the final plat. They're not on the preliminary plat at this point, correct?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And it'll be on their construction drawings.
Yeah, yeah, we're just looking at the 40,000 view, 40,000 foot view right here.
Construction drawings.
Yeah. All right. We'll scrutinize it further as we get along.
That's not necessary.
That's funny. I don't have any more questions. Anyone else? No.
Are there any other comments, either from anybody online that would like to make any comments?
Okay. Is there anybody from PUD online? No. Because they had
their main 115 kVA line goes across there, and they evidently one of the poles sits right in the middle of the proposed road, so they're wondering how far they have to move that. Has that been resolved?
We're talking with the PUD on that. We've identified how far it needs to move to the west. And then they're also providing their power supply, power design for the development here any day. So yeah, we're working with those guys closely, and we'll be working with KID closely to do any minor realignments to the ditch, the drain.
Okay. Right. Thank you very much. So I don't have any more questions. We did have an anonymous letter posted on file. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering, is that anonymous person here? No, because if he was, I had some questions for him.
No, they're not online.
Okay, then that's it.
It's fairly common to get those type of comments.
Okay.
So in regards to wildlife?
Just in terms of not wanting additional homes built there.
If no one else has any questions, I would entertain a go ahead and make a recommendation for someone.
Mr. Chair, I move that the Planning Commission forward a recommendation of approval to the Benton County Board of Commissioners for applications SUB 2025-001, subject to the 7 findings of fact and 19 conditions of approval as stated in the staff memo dated October 17, 2025, which includes the preliminary plat approval for 12 residential lots together with the relocation of an existing drainage easement, and that the chairman, in conjunction with the secretary of the Planning Commission, prepare and adopt written findings and conclusions reflecting the commission's recommendation for approval that articulate and are consistent with the findings, conclusions, and recommendations made by the Planning Commission tonight.
We have a second.
Second.
All right. Brian seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any abstains? No. Okay. Let the record show that we made the recommendation unanimously to the Board of Commissioners.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. With that, do we have any other business?
Just a couple things. We do have a special meeting planned on the 20th at 6 o'clock right here. That is, we hope all four of you can come. And I do apologize for having 2 meetings in 1 month. But we will get December off as an alternative. But we had a little bit of a issue with the next application coming up then, that we wanted to make sure we could get it in so that we could get it done by the end of the year. So I do appreciate your guys' flexibility in being able to do that. Other upcoming meetings, well, I've been in conversations with Ben Floyd, our consultant for our comprehensive plan. And, we're 2026 going to be an interesting year. We're starting the EIS process for the comprehensive plan. And so I'm assuming starting in January, I suspect we'll be meeting monthly for a few months just to be covering all the information that we've been working on. It's been a few months since Ben, since he's updated you. Since then, we've worked on the ag memo, the industrial lands analysis is done, energy overlay is done. We got a lot of different things that are done, as well as now we're in the middle of putting together draft goals and policies and different things. So it's kind of an exciting time. From that standpoint, and so we'll start to have more information for you guys in January.
So it's a special meeting. Are you going to typically you present the capital, Benton County capital road improvements and stuff? Is that going to be later in the year then for looking at that?
for the special, I guess I'm going to, or for the comprehensive planning process?
Yeah, not in the, no, not in the comp plan. It'd be just as a approval or a look at, I'll talk to you later about it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
we can talk after the meeting.
It'd be Benton County Roads, capital outlay and all that good stuff.
I don't think we typically bring that to the Planning Commission.
I have seen it in the past, but last couple of years we haven't seen
it. Yeah, that typically, you know, as far as the Planning Commission, you know, you guys are really active with the transportation element of the comprehensive plan. And so that'll be something that we'll be able to dive into and have goals and policies and see a bunch of the data associated with our activities. I can certainly coordinate with Public Works. You know, we have our, what is it called? The transportation, your 6-year plan or whatever it is? Plan, yeah. Is that what you were speaking about? That outlays that our different projects that we have in the planning process?
Probably was, yeah.
Okay.
New additions to.
And we can talk about that. We could potentially have Public Works give you guys an update on that at one of our meetings. So.
Right.
And just make sure you close the hearing.
Outside of that, so we'll have a meeting in a couple weeks, and then everybody go have a good holiday, and then we'll meet up again in January. So I appreciate your guys' time.
So the 20th, right?
November Thursday. 20th, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I'll send all the things out here probably about next week.
We do have a new hire with Michelle's departure, which kind of been planned for a while. We hired Damian Hooper. Damian is somebody that I've been familiar with for about 20 years. He I think originally broke in to land use planning. I think he got his degree in planning in the late 90s. He started out and did a first few years at the city of Kent, and then he made his way over to Grant County, and he worked his way up to planning manager and then eventually development services director at Grant County. And he did that for about 17 years. Recently he left there, was looking just to do something different. He ended up at the Grant PUD doing land use stuff for them. And he's now been out doing private work. So he's been gone from Grant County for about 4 years now. And we're going to drag him back into the public world. And he's a great guy, easygoing, easy to talk to. He gets it. He understands the issues we deal with and how we deal with them. And it's very similar to Grant County. So he understands Eastern Washington and land use planning. So. He understands the state statutes we got to go by, and I'm excited about it. He'll be a good teammate for me, and hopefully he's somebody you guys enjoy working with as well. So, she got an opportunity to go up to Grant County, ironically, and she's going to go up there, and she's starting out as their planning manager, but there'll be some opportunities for her to grow up there, and she's getting to work on the type of projects she really wanted to kind of deep dive into a lot of the energy projects that are going on up there. If you know anything about their PUD and all of those different things they have going up there with Quincy. And and that's really been an interest of hers the last few years. She's really grown an interest in that avenue. And I think she's excited to go up there and just kind of see where that avenue kind of takes her in her career. She'd been here 10 years. It was her 10-year anniversary, and she just said, you know, 10 years is enough, and not everybody's brave enough to just pack up and move their stuff and head out. But if you know Michelle, you know, she's brave enough. So we're really proud of her. Proud of her to get an opportunity. She's earned it. She worked her way up here, and she was doing good things. So.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate your time.
Oh, can you make sure you close?
I don't have a gavel, but it will.
There you go.
Go ahead and cut it off.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. I do appreciate you guys coming
All
in.
Right, you guys have a good night.
Did they take your gavel away?
Yeah, gavel away. They took my gavel away. That's right.